Tongue Lady Podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's podcast, The Fairy Tale Lady. This week we'll be hearing three stories from Ireland. The first is called The Bewitched Churn. The second is going to be a poem by W.B. Yeats called The Stolen Child. And the third is a story about Tírna na n-Og. I hope you enjoy them. Bewitched Churn. Near the townland mentioned, there lived an old woman in bad repute with her neighbors. She was seen one May eve skimming a well that lay in a neighboring farm, and when that was done, she went into the adjoining meadow and skimmed the dew off the grass. One person said he heard her muttering, "Come all to me and none to he." In a day or two, the owner of the farm, coming in from the fields about noon, found the family still at the churn, and no sign of butter. He was a little frightened, and looked here and there, and at last spied a bit of stale butter fastened to the mantel beam of the open fireplace. "Oh, you may as well stop," he said. "Look what's there." "Oh, that's witch's butter," said one of the girls. "Cut it off the mantelpiece." "No use," said another. "It must be a charmed knife, or nothing. Go and consult the ferryman in the old ruined house. If he doesn't advise you, nobody can." The master of the house took the advice, and when they had milk enough for another churning, this is what they did. They twisted twigs of the mountain ash round their cow's neck. They made a big fire and thrust it into the stock and coulter of the plow. They fastened the ash twigs round the churn and connected them to the chain of the plow iron. Shut the door and windows so that they could not be opened from without, and merrily began the churning. Just as the plow irons were becoming red hot, someone tried the latch of the door, and immediately they saw the face of the witch outside the window. "What do you want, good woman?" "The seed of the fire, and I want to help you at the churning. I heard what happened to you, and I'm rather lucky." Here she roared out, for the burning plow irons were scorching her inside. "What ails you, poor woman?" "Oh, I have a terrible colic. Let me into the fire for mercy's sake, and give me a warm drink." "Oh, but it's ourselves that are sorry for you. But we could not open the door or window now for Saint Moog himself, for afraid the witch come in and cut our quicken gods, or pull out the plow irons, or even touch the churn staff. She got a bit of butter out of the fresh churning the other day, and took a sod out of our fire. Until she brings back the butter and sod, we must labor away. Have patience, poor woman. When we see a sign of the butter, we'll open the door for you, and give you such a warm tumbler of punch with caraways in it, as would bring you back from death's door. Put more turf on, and keep the irons at a red heat." Another roar ensued, and then she exclaimed, "Oh, to all-hearted naggers, that would see a fellow creature dying in misery outside of the door. Sure, I was coming to use with relief, and this is the sort of relief you give me? Throw out the window a bit and take those things I made out for use. Throw the bit of butter you'd find in this sheet of white paper into the churn, and this sod of turf into the fire, and cut away the bit of butter on the mantel beam with this knife, and give it back to me till I return it to the knowledgeable woman I begged it from use." The direction being followed, the butter began to appear in heaps in the churn. There was a great joy and hurraying, and they even opened the door to show hospitality to the old rogue, but she departed in rage, giving them her blessing in these words, "I won't take bit nor sup from yous. Yous have thrathen me like a hussian or a cromwellian, and not like an honest neighbor, and so I have laid my curse, and the curse of the Cromwell on yous all." The Stolen Child, W.B. Yeats. Where dips the rocky highland of Sleuth Wood in the lake, there lies a leafy island where the flapping herons wake the drowsy wildlings. There we've hid our fairy vats full of berries and of reddest stolen cherries. Come away, O human child, to the woods and waters wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of beauty than you can understand. Where the wave of moonlight glosses the dim gray sands with light, far off by farthest rosses we footed all the night, weaving olden dances, mingling hands and mingling blends. and chase the frothy bubbles, while the world is full of troubles and is anxious in its sleep. Come away, O human child, to the woods and waters wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Where the wandering water gushes from the hills above Glen Car, and pools among the rushes, that scar could bathe a star. We seek for slumbering trout, and whispering in their ears, we give them evil dreams. Leaning softly out from ferns that drop their tears of dew on the young streams. Come, O human child, to the woods and waters wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Away with us he's going, the solemn-eyed. He'll hear no more the lowing of the calves on the warm hillside, or the kettle on the hob sing peace into his breast, or see the brown mice bob round and round the oatmeal chest. For he comes, the human child, to the woods and waters wild, with fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than he can understand. Tir na n'og. There is a country called Tir na n'og, which means the country of the young, for age and death have not found it, neither tears nor loud laughter have gone near it. One man has gone there and returned, the Bard Awaisin, who wandered away on a white horse, moving on the surface of the foam with his fairy Niam. He lived there 300 years, and then returned looking for his comrades. The moment his foot touched the earth, his 300 years fell on him, and he was bowed devil, and his beard swept the ground. He described his sojourn in the land of youth to Patrick before he died. Since then, many have seen it in many places, some in the depths of lakes, and have heard rising therefrom a vague sound of bells. More have seen it afar off on the horizon, as they peered out from the western cliffs. Not 3 years ago, a fisherman imagined that he saw it. It never appears unless to announce some national trouble. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Today's stories were taken from two different books. The first story was taken from the book Legendary Fictions of the Irish Celts by Patrick Kennedy. And the second two, The Stolen Child and Tir na n'og, were taken from Fairy and Folk Tales of the Irish Peasantry by W.B. Yeats. The background music for today's podcast was done by Scott Shannon, and it was called The Warlock. Next week, we're going to be hearing stories from China.